The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, أو you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the Most Kind, the Most Merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather to learn more about Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. From our 8th Imam, Ar-Ridha alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, says that a believer can't be considered a believer unless there are three qualities found in this believer. Sunnatun min Rabbihi, a tradition or a quality from his Lord. Wa sunnatun min Nabihi, and a sunnah or a tradition or a quality from the Prophet. Wa sunnatun min Waliyihi, yeah, and a tradition from his Wali. So we need to have three qualities: one that God has, one that the Prophet has, and one that the Imams have. He says, "Fa amma sunnatu min Rabbihi fa kitmanu sir." Yeah? As far as the quality from his Lord, it is to conceal or guard one's secrets. When someone tells us something, automatically we will change our hearts about that situation. Yeah, I will now start thinking about that particular thing that I may not have thought about before. This is why we are so cautious about what we watch and what we stream and what we do. Where, because these thoughts will keep coming back and back and back, you know. We don't have a confessional system in Islam. You keep it between you and Allah. And if you need counseling, you need guidance, you can take that particular approach. It said once, you know, a man comes to Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Ama salli ala Muhammadin wa Ali Muhammad. And he came and he confessed a sin to the Imam. Right? And as the Imam was a caliph, and the Imam says, go back. Yeah? He was so guilty at his sin that he wanted the Imam to punish him, to take out had against him, right? Because that's the Imam's, the political leader's role as well at that time, and the religious leader's role. And the Imam says, go back. Yeah? The man comes a second time, confesses his sin. The Imam says, go back. Yeah, he comes a third time. The Imam says, go back. And then the Imam alayhi salam comes a fourth time. And I believe at this point the Imam takes out the had. Yeah, he takes out the punishment. But then he says to the people, he says, ma aqbah ar-rajul bir rajul minkum. He says, this is the worst type of human being amongst you, he says. Yeah. An ya'ti ba'da hadhihi al-fawahish fayafdaha nafsahu ala ru'usil mala. He says that who has done a horrible act and then comes and confesses that to others. Yeah? He says, this is the worst type of human being there is. He says, أَفَلَا تَابَ فِي بَيْتِهِ فَوَاللَّهِ لَتَوْبَتُهُ فِي مَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ أَفْضَلُ مِنْ إِقَامَةِ عَلَيْهِ الْحَدِ. Yeah? He says, I swear to you that a sincere repentance in private between him and Allah is better than me inflicting punishment on this person. Yeah? Confess to God. Yeah? Cry to God. You know what will happen? Your sins will be forgiven. You won't forget the event. You see, that's our problem. Our problem is that the event bothers us still. Right? And because we think the event bothers us, we think we're not forgiven. That's not the case. Right? That's not the case. Every single act that we do has an effect in our life. Every single action, right? It's like that carbon copy paper, you know? You do one thing, that event is permanently sketched into your soul forever. Forever. There's no going, letting go of that. And so you may place 1,000 different pages on top of it, but one day the wind will blow and that image will resurface and you will be bothered by it. That spiritual remembrance is a way of kafara for that sin, I believe. I honestly believe that. It's not that we're not forgiven. If I sincerely repent and if I change my life and I don't go back to that deed, How is it possible for God not to forgive? But being forgiven does not mean that we are going to forget what has happened. And so the guilt takes over, and now we want to tell others about it. Don't. Yeah? Keep it private in Islam. And you know, like we live, I don't know, I have a lot of thoughts about this, but I guess let me think about it more and then I'll touch upon it, inshallah. So that's the first point. Yeah? The first point is, just the way God keeps certain things to Himself, we need to learn to keep certain things to ourselves. This is part of having the sunnatu ilahiyya. Sallu ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. Ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. The second understanding of this, that Allah is kitman nusir, that Allah hides secrets, it refers to our actions, right? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the hider of faults. And there's no one more beautiful than God who does that. Yeah, the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the knowledge of everything and yet keeps it so private. Yeah, it's a remarkable, God is, like when we just, honestly, when we just reflect about God, God is beyond beautiful. There's beautiful even limits the description of God, you know. But Allah is the hider of faults, isn't He? Allah does not reveal our secrets. There's a really beautiful story. I know I've shared it with you before, but it's worth it. You know that it is said at the time of Nabi Musa, alayhi salam, there was a severe drought. And so the people looked at Nabi Musa and says, "Ya Musa, go ask your Lord to send rain." Yeah. They would always talk to him like that, you know. If you look at the Banu Israel, your Lord did this. Bring your Lord here. Subhanallah. So Nabi Musa goes and talks to Allah and he says, "Ya Allah, can you please send some rain down?" Right? Like, so he says to Nabi Musa, that Musa, there is one person in this community who's done such a sin that because of that person's sin, I am withholding rain from everyone. Yeah? And this is the reality of our actions sometimes, yeah? That it's not just, you know, sometimes the house, you know, people will say, "I pray in my house, I do all of these things," but sometimes there may be someone in that house who's doing something that God does not like that prevents barakah from coming to that whole house. Yeah? Sometimes barakah to the whole community, barakah to the whole nation, right? This is why individually we're so, we're held at a position of responsibility, that individually we better ourselves for the communal whole, right? So Nabi Musa gathers the whole community and he says to them that, "Look, God has said that one of you has done such a sin that rain will not come down until you leave this city." Yeah? And he says, "So you need to leave this city, yeah, so that rain will come down." And so they're all standing there, and the person who did that sin, imagine the level of embarrassment now, right? And so at that moment, he repents to God. Yeah, he repents to God in such a sincere way because of his embarrassment. It's oftentimes when we hit rock bottom that we turn to God so sincerely, isn't it? Right? And God still takes that. We wouldn't, as human beings, we'd be like, "Oh, this caused you to say sorry." Right? We would be bitter about that, but God's not bitter. God's like, "Fine, I'll take you back." Right? And he confessed to God, he repented, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that moment when Nabi Musa is still waiting for the people, for that person to leave, rain begins to fall. And so Nabi Musa says, "Ya Allah, what happened? Yeah, you told me it won't happen until..." And so Allah says to him, "O Musa, that the one who did that action repented in such a manner that I accepted it right away and that I sent rain down." So Musa alayhi salam says, "Ya Rabbi, show me who this person is. Yeah, so that I can learn the type of repentance that he did. I can teach it to others." And Allah replies back very beautifully. He says, "Inni satartu alayhi fi halil ma'asiya." That, "O Musa, I hid him when he was doing wrong. Fakayfa afdahahu fi halil tawbah." Yeah? How do I now display him when he has done tawbah to me? That's how beautiful God is. Yeah? God hides faults. Yeah? It's our responsibility to hide the faults of others. Right? It starts like with our own family. Right? I've said this to y'all many times. Never make wife jokes. Yeah? I am serious. Your wife or your spouse is not a matter of letting other people know their deficiencies. You know, it's a common practice. Bibi ne ye kaha, wo, nah, keep that to yourself. Yeah? You don't need to bring your spouse down to that. Yeah? Keep it private, right? The more you keep your own knowledge of others' imperfections, yeah, because no one is. People are imperfect. Yeah, people are imperfect. We don't want people to go and display our imperfections, right? But here, it's our responsibility to hide that. The more we hide that, the more God hides our deficiencies. And this is where, again, like, you know, when you see someone doing something wrong, if that person is not publicizing that sin, the responsibility on our end is to hide their fault. Yeah? To hide that fault. We don't share that fault with others, right? There's an adab to that. There's an akhlaq to that.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.